Good morning with WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Many local fans of Chicago Dogs, Polish Sausage, and Chocolate Cake Shakes are expected to show up to Davenport City Hall this evening. The city's Plan and Zoning Commission will hear from the public about a proposed site for a Portillo's restaurant. Portillo's is a popular chain with dozens of locations in the Chicagoland area. A developer for Portillo's wants to rezone about 6 acres of land just west of 53rd Street and Elmore Avenue. That land is currently zoned for residential use. Several houses are located there. Dozens of fans are expected to attend the meeting. A Facebook group called Bring Portillo's to the Quad Cities has generated more than 15,000 likes and is calling on its members to speak at the hearing. Some residents in and near the proposed site have expressed concerns over traffic if a Portillo's is built. Tonight's meeting begins at 5 o'clock at City Hall in downtown Davenport. The dangerous combination of high temperatures and humidity in the Quad Cities may have ended, but it's still important to check on seniors and others who may need help. On Sunday, the National Weather Service office in Davenport issued an excessive heat warning for the Quad Cities, Iowa City, and Cedar Rapids, expired last night. Meteorologist Brian Pierce says people who live in urban areas are at greater risk of getting sick.
The problem is the effects of heat are cumulative over time, and this would be the fourth day in a row that we've had fairly high values of heat and heat indexes for the area. And so when you get to about the fourth day, health experts say that turns around and starts taking a toll on the human body.
Showers and thunderstorms may also provide some relief from the heat. There is a fair chance of rain in the Quad Cities every day this week until Saturday. More health insurance options will likely be available next year to Iowans who buy their own coverage. Insurance premiums for plans under the Affordable Care Act spiked this year when only one company agreed to sell insurance in the state. That company is Medica, and it's proposing more plan options for next year. Medica Vice President Jeff Barsh says it's good for consumers to have more choices.
We also think it's just a good sign of a market altogether when consumers have competition. I would anticipate over the next couple of years, the Iowa market will hopefully see an additional carrier or two coming back in.
Barsh declined to discuss what price changes Medica is seeking for next year. There could also be additional health plan options outside of the Affordable Care Act, but regulators are still working out the details. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.